Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, everybody. This is such an exciting and happy, sunshiny Saturday.
And hot one.
Ooh, it's going to be hot. And no rain, they're forecasting. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Did you see this morning how hot it's going to be in the West?
No, I didn't catch the news. What happened?
Well, L.A., 110.
Ooh. Wait, yeah. Actual temperature?
Actual temperature. Palm Springs, 120.
What?
Yeah.
Yuck.
Yeah. And the really weird thing is that tomorrow there's a jet stream coming over from China and the West Coast, the East Coast of the Pacific, that is going to bring cold air to the mountain areas. Denver is going to get snow.
This is crazy.
Isn't that wild?
Yes.
But here in Florida, we're going to have a nice, sunny,
hot,
warm day.
Not warm, hot.
Hot.
Yes.
So we're going to go and enjoy our pool. How about that?
That sounds good.
Yeah. You know what else we're going to do? We're going to appreciate franchisers because today is Franchise Appreciation Day. It's also the day of charity.
I like that.
So think about charities today. And it's also a couple of strange ones. It's Vulture Awareness Day, also known as Turkey Vulture Day. Do you know that they are good for the ecosystem because they clean up the carcasses that are on the side of the road?
Hey, listen, God doesn't make any mistakes. Of course, they're important in our ecosystem.
Yeah.
He made them. They're here.
Yeah, there's, it's also national. You're going to love this one.
Alan wants to say something.
Hey, can we celebrate that with my teenage boys and dogs? They're all vultures.
They're all vultures. Hey, there.
Yeah, go home and tell them it's a special day in their honor.
Hey, they're workers now. They ought to, pay their way. So you can't call them vultures anymore.
No.
Yes, you can.
They're not that old. Okay. They're not old enough to pay their way.
Okay. And a couple more special days today. It's National, you'll love this one, Angela, National Be Late for Something Day.
Why would I love that, Howard?
Well, sometimes we all like to be late for something.
You mean to make that special entrance in the room?
There's fashionably late.
Fashionably late, yes.
It's Kentucky Derby Day.
It is. So, isn't that exciting? So that was supposed to be what, in May?
Yeah. So, no, that was the other one.
No.
No?
It was supposed to be in the spring, and now it's happening now.
Well, it's Kentucky Derby.
They delayed it thinking they could have people there because of COVID. It got delayed.
And then there's one that is an absolute contradiction. There are 2 days that contradict each other. International Bacon Day.
Okay.
Contradicts with National Cheese Pizza Day.
Why does that conflict?
Because you need to put bacon on pizza.
You think?
Yeah, absolutely.
No. No, me and Ellen are both saying no.
Oh, you think it should be pepperoni on pizza?
I like pepperoni on pizza, and I like veggies.
Okay. And for a lot of people, it's World Beard Day.
Beard. Like, don't shave your face.
And okay. One more, it's National Shrink Day.
Oh.
Yes, okay. To celebrate psychologists and psychiatrists.
How about that?
Yeah.
That's nice.
Okay.
Okay, I want to give a shout out.
Yes.
I have two this morning.
Two? Okay.
One is to my granddaughter. Can you believe that I'm old enough? Because I'm definitely not. I'm like 29, but I'm old enough to have a granddaughter who's 9. She turned 9 today.
Well, we were kidding people, or you were kidding people, that you were 72 this week.
That's because I look fabulous for 72.
Oh, okay.
Not so good for my real age, but fabulous for an older age.
Well,
right?
Let's just call you 82 then.
Absolutely. I am amazing. I mean, I could probably go in a history book for that. Alan's like, what are you talking
let's
about?
Let's talk about something
else. Wait, I'm
else.
Not done.
Oh, okay.
Okay. The second thing I want to do is give a shout out to our first-time homebuyer customer who closed on a house for herself yesterday, Melissa, and her Aunt Maggie came to the closing too, who's also a past customer of ours. So that's how we got introduced to Melissa to begin with. And she is a doll, and she's so delightful, and she has a new home for her and her boys, and it's such a big deal. We had such a love fest. Christine Kennedy was at the closing, and we just had a little love fest there yesterday.
She is such a sweet lady.
She is. She really is.
Yeah.
She deserves it. I'm so happy, and we searched and searched for months, really, for the house, and the house she has is fantastic.
Well, you know, to say how good the real estate market is, she lost out on, what was it, seven other homes?
Six or seven, I can't remember.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put in bids.
We were in multiple offers. Yeah. But this one is amazing. And we were in multiple offer for this, and I wrote the letter about how we've lost so many houses. And the seller was, he told me when I met him the other day at the walkthrough, he said, I picked you guys because I wanted a real buyer to live here, not an investor. And he said, I was sympathetic to the fact that she had lost out on other properties. And I really wanted her to have a home. I wanted someone to live here who was going to love it.
Great seller. We met him yesterday as well during the walkthrough.
Yeah, I just said that.
Yeah. Great. Sorry, I was looking at my notes.
I know.
So sorry about that.
That's okay.
You know what would be really neat is if each one of us could make, or a household between husband and wife, could make enough money in a year to pay off their house.
That would be perfect, wouldn't it?
The average house
in
a particular area
was
equal to or less than the average household income.
Yes.
So if you could and you didn't have any other bills, you could pay off your house. Now, everybody has other bills, you know, their car, and they have to eat.
Utilities.
And their medical.
Insurance.
And all that. But wouldn't it be cool if there was a town or a city where the average household income was more than the average cost of a home? Now, you think here in Jacksonville, the average cost of a home is $220,000. Well, the average household income is certainly not that. And in virtually every city in America, it is not.
Right.
So people earn less than what the cost of an average home is. But there are two cities in America where it's the opposite, where the average household income is more than the average cost of a home. And
the contest for today
is to guess one of those two cities.
Yes. So do that. Call us today to answer this trivia question. And the number is 904-222-8255.
So you can ask Suri or you can just guess.
Yep.
And it's a tough one, perhaps.
And I would say, should we give a hint?
No, not yet.
No hints. Okay.
I'll tell you, it's not California.
No.
Because California.
It's not Florida either.
California, the houses are just outrageous. Now, the incomes are higher.
Also outrageous.
But the house prices are just absolutely nuts. We watched a show on TV yesterday where the houses here would have been, $250, maybe $275. But they were $750,000.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, we got lots to talk about today. We're going to give you hints for saving money on living in your house and things that you should never, ever do around your house. Wonder what that means. Hey, we also got the highs and low sales for the previous month. And one thing that has never, ever happened as long as we've been doing the show for 9.5 years.
What?
On the high sale of the month.
Oh.
Never, ever happened before.
Yes. We'll talk about that.
Yeah.
Stay tuned with
interesting
us. Yes.
One. So call us after the break with your guess. What's the number, Angela?
904-222-8255.
And we're going to answer your questions as well. So stay with everyone. We'll be right back.
Hey, WBOB listeners, it's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show, we are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard Team Advantage. Call us at 421-7950.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do.
Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard Team Advantage. Angela and I are reaching out to all of our fellow realtors. Do you recommend mortgage lenders that only have one or two basic vanilla types of mortgage products? So many home buyers need one of the many different flavors of mortgages that Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners offers. Don't lose a buyer because you can't get them qualified to purchase a home. From self-employed to no tax returns to one day out of bankruptcy to even bank statement only programs, you can even get your buyers up to a $2,000 tax credit every year of the loan. Give Christine a call at 514-6969. That's 514-6969.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here in this happy, 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 happy Saturday.
Happy hot Saturday.
It is a happy hot Saturday.
I love it. I'm going in the pool today.
Go for it.
I'm going to chill today. Well, actually, I'm going to...
Wait, is that different than every other day?
Wait a minute. How can you chill when it's hot?
I love when I say clever, funny things like that. I wonder if other people appreciate that or just me.
I'm going to go get the car washed after the show.
Okay.
Put it in the garage. And later on, I'm going to... chill. I'm going to float in the pool.
You going to make some burgers?
Unless, of course, I get a call from one of our listeners who wants help with their real estate. Because that's what we do.
That's what we do. That's why we're here, to serve other people and to help them with all their real estate needs. So, of course, if you want some real estate assistance, you can just reach out to us after the show. And we are happy to help you. We'll give our numbers at the end of the show. They're also on our website, which is angelaandhoward.com. But we are here for you, and we do work on the holidays, and we do work on the weekends. So that's no problem.
That's right. It's a Labor Day
It's part
Day
of our
weekend.
Business, right? We have to work when other people are not working. So we get the gig. We understand.
That's right. Hey, the contest is in one of two cities in the country. It is actually cheaper to buy a home than it is for the average household income. What
I
are
just
one
love
of those
that concept.
Two cities? So
you know what I would really like it to be instead of household income? Like just one of the spouse's income so you could live off the other spouse's income, you know, with your utilities and car payment, da-da-da-da-da, off one spouse. But then the other spouse could just take their whole salary for the year and pay off the house. Would that be amazing?
How about that?
And you know what? People could do that here, too. You know that, right?
You could
be living maybe somewhere where you don't want to live. You would be living in something a lot less expensive than what you can afford.
Yes.
And people are not accustomed to that in their head.
So let me give thee, in other words, what that means is. So if the household income is $70,000, the average price of a home is $70,000.
Or less,
Or less than $70,000. Okay, so Angela, how was this week in real estate here in the metropolitan area, or according to the multiple listing
According service. To the multiple listing service for homes and condominiums, for this past week, 874 offers got accepted. That's a lot of offers, Howard. 550 new homes came on the market. 207 of the 550, Howard, that's 38%, sold in the first week. What? That's a lot.
That's a lot.
That's more than it normally has been. So I'm super excited about that. 78 of which went under contract on the very first day. And you ready? 785 people closed on a home for themselves. And we say, congratulations.
Wonderful.
That
wonderful.
Number is super high. And just think about it. People have a 3-day weekend to move in. Isn't that lovely?
Move in, get settled, enjoy their
Yes. It's super exciting.
So we're in a new month. And
yes,
of course,
we are.
That means that we talk about the highs and lows for the previous month, and it was a big month for big homes. 42 homes sold for over $1 million. 42 homes plus 5 condos. That's 40 plus 6 condos. That's $48 million properties in the metropolitan area. By the way,
that is a lot.
By the way, I don't include St. Augustine in there because St. Augustine has their own multiple listing service.
Yes.
How about that?
Yes. It's really, really wonderful. So if you think about it, I mean, that number might be surprising to people, but I am being told and have read that people in this $1 million price range, they're buying extra houses. So, you know, they can travel from part of the country to part of the country and they have a place to be. There's no COVID risk to them because they're sleeping in their own beds.
Wait till you hear what I have to tell you.
Wait. And also, I heard that some of the people are uncomfortable about putting their money in the stock market. They think it's better in real estate.
Which tanked this week. But let me tell you.
So that was a good decision then, wasn't it?
Yeah. 9 of them were oceanfront. 9 of the single family homes were oceanfront. 10 were on the river. 10 were on another body of water. And I don't mean a pond in the backyard. I mean like on the intercoastal.
Right.
13 of them paid cash. And here's an interesting one. One of them was a VA loan.
Oh, yeah, because VA goes up to $1 million
now. Now, here is the most interesting part of the $1 million sales.
What?
This has never happened before in the 9.5 years.
Yes.
The highest priced one, $4.55 million, $4,550,000,
yeah,
was not a home for the buyer. And it was not a it was not a first home. It was not a second home, not a vacation home. It was a home strictly for rental purposes. It was a vacation rental.
Oh, interesting.
Get this. It was 4 houses down from the Ponte Vedra Inn and Club.
That's a perfect location for a vacation rental.
They owned the home for years.
Yep.
And then tried to sell it. Tore it down,
yep,
and built a home very, very plain, strictly for rental purposes. It was 7 bedrooms.
Nice.
with their own baths, plus two half baths, two-story. Each of the bedrooms was sold or furnished. There was laundry on each floor, a family room on each floor, a deck, and then a balcony. And it was clearly, clearly built for that purpose.
Extremely
plain. All of the four of the bedrooms had ginormous windows overlooking the ocean. No pool, so they wanted to limit their liability. And then you could walk out to another deck, which was closer to the ocean. So also they built a rooftop deck.
And that's really exciting.
And it was sold for cash.
And, you know, that's highest and best use, isn't it?
I'm telling you, I can't imagine.
Somebody really was thinking and monopolized on that.
What the rent is for that place. Sold for $4,550,000.
Well, I'm looking forward to finding out.
Now, the lowest price single family home, by the way, that one was on the market for 133 days. The lowest price home was $12,100. It's an interesting story about this one. It was on the market for 244 days, 840 square feet, three bedroom, one bath. By the way, the big one was 5,500 square feet.
Okay.
By the way, the lowest price one was sold as is. It did need work. It was a mess. It had no HVAC and the ceiling was falling in. Now, the original list price was actually lower than the sales price. The original list price was $9,900. Then it got into a bidding war. A lot of people came in to bid for it at the last minute, and it was bid up to $12,100. Isn't that odd?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, with condos, they were all oceanfront, and they all six of them sold for cash. It was $1,575,000 on the market for only 36 days. It was the penthouse of the Watermark. You're familiar with the Watermark.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful, like beautiful home. Condo. It's about 3,000 square feet, three bedrooms, three and a half baths, had an office. And here's an interesting thing you will hardly ever, ever see in a condo. It can only be in the penthouse. It had a rotunda skylight.
Oh, wow.
So you walk in the door and you look up and there's this giant round rotunda and the whole ceiling of it is a skylight. Beautiful.
That's awesome.
Had a huge balcony with a kitchen, had wood ceilings, had porcelain tile. The owner paid cash. And the lowest price condo was another, and you hear this month after month, walk in and buy it. Beautiful. Colony at San Jose, 8 days on the market, paid cash, 970 square feet, two bedroom, one bath, move in ready. This was a gated community, indoor pool, outdoor pool, move in ready, paid $57,500.
See, that's an example of somewhere that someone could live that is less than their income.
Well, that's one piece of property.
I'm just an example.
Yes.
It could happen here is what I'm trying to say. You just got to find the property.
Yeah, so this was a good place for somebody to move or for some investor to go and to buy into. Mm-hmm. I wish I had known about this. We could have bought another investment property. All right. Good stuff going on.
Well, now that I know you're interested in more investment properties, Howard, I'll be happy to spend your money.
My money? I thought my money was your money.
Oh, it's more fun to spend yours.
Okay. All right.
But yes, wait, I guess if it is my money, yeah, no point in spending it.
Isn't that always the case with married people?
No, it's not.
No? Okay. Hey, we got an interesting change to tell you about if you are a landlord or if you are a tenant that came out this week. If you have not been paying your rent kind of cheating the system, or if you're a landlord and you have a tenant that's cheating the system, an update on the rules. We're going to tell you about that. So stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back. And also, call us with your guests on the contest. We'll be right back.
I can't believe that.
Talk Radio, AM 600.
101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Portland has seen its 100th consecutive night of rioting, vandalism, violence in the streets of the Oregon city. Last night, police declared an unlawful assembly to get things back under control. And things got heated during protests last night in Rochester, New York. Police deploying tear gas as the violence escalated, with several police officers hurt. They suffered, among other things, burns. Almost a dozen people arrested. There have been nightly demonstrations in Rochester recently over the death of Daniel Prude while in police custody. President Trump angrily denouncing allegations in a magazine article that he had disparaged members of the U.S. military who had been captured or killed, the magazine basing the report on anonymous sources. It's a hot holiday weekend across the Southwest. A heat wave persists. More details at srnnews.com.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. If you're interested in buying a fine-quality diamond, but might start with a smaller diamond and then over time grow that to a larger size diamond, at Underwoods we have a way to do that, and we've been doing it for more than 50 years. We call it Grow a Diamond, and here's how it works. When a customer buys an Underwood engagement ring, solitaire diamond pendant, or a pair of ear studs, we guarantee they get the price they paid for it on the purchase of any bigger diamond. Now, a lot of stores would say, big deal, we do that too, but here's the Underwood difference. We guarantee you get what you paid when you trade in your Underwood diamond, even if you're only trading up by $1. It's not that you have to trade up two for one like most jewelers ask. We've done this with thousands of customers through the years, so if you're interested in growing a diamond, come by and see us at Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, or the Shops at Ponte Vedra.
Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, president of Conservative Theological University, invites you to expand your biblical knowledge and earn your certified AA through PhD degree with CTU. If you're considering ministry or if you're already serving in ministry, you should consider completing your studies with CTU, located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, in the Mandarin community. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE for your interview appointment today.
Welcome to New Home Rebate Realty, the place where we're going to help you get a new home rebate when you're buying a new construction, when you're building a home from a builder. We want to legally show you how to put money in your pocket. Can we help you with the furniture? Can we help you with the driveway? Can we pay closing costs? New Home Rebate Realty, let's go.
Don't miss the New Home Rebate Realty Show, 4 p.m. Saturday afternoons on AM 600 and 101.1 FM WBOB.
Tune in to AM 600 every Saturday morning for the Captain Vic Tyson Still Just Fishing Show, sponsored by Frontline Insurance. Find out where those fish are, what they're biting, and how to get them in the boat. Get the latest fishing info on tides, weather, and new products, and much more from the Sultan of the St. John's, Captain Vic Tyson. Start your weekend right. Tune in to the Captain Vic Tyson Still Just Fishing Show, Saturday mornings from 6 till 8, right here on AM 600 WBOB. Listen online or get the podcast at WBOB.com.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB Weather.
Sunny and hot today with a high near 90, heat index of 105. Overnight, looking for some showers, 40% chance, partly cloudy skies, low 77. Rainy Sunday, 80% chance, high near 91, heat index of 102. Mostly cloudy Sunday night, 30% chance of showers, down to 75. And 80% chance of rain Monday, Labor Day, with a high near 88.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here. Howard, did you see the sun behind you?
Well, no, because I do not have eyes in back of my head. You are the eyes in back of my head, since you're sitting opposite of me, and there's a big window behind me.
There is. It's so pretty. Here. It's so pretty. Anyway, it's a happy, 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 happy Saturday. The sun is shining. And I hope that everybody has such a fun weekend doing all sorts of things outside, and they stay hydrated and so they don't get sick.
Yeah. Or yes. Get sunstroke.
Yeah.
Yeah. Put on that suntan lotion. Hey, nobody's guessed the contest yet. In one of two cities, it is actually possible to make the average household income is more than the cost of an average home.
Yes.
It's not on the East Coast. That's my hint. It's not on the West Coast.
There's one in the South.
All right, that's enough. All right. Hey, I want to tell everybody about what change occurred this week. You know, there's a moratorium not only on evictions from Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac from people that can't pay their mortgage, but there's been a moratorium on evicting tenants who have been unable to pay. That moratorium goes through December 31st. There is a however that has come out by the government on that, in that the tenant must be able to say that the inability to pay is caused as a result of COVID-19. So the landlord can go to the tenant, put a three-day notice on their door with a form that says essentially that the tenant is swearing that there is some connection to their inability to pay, either by job loss, cutting of hours, sickness, whatever, that they cannot pay their rent and they must provide proof. And if they are unwilling to complete the form and provide proof, then they can be evicted.
That's really interesting, isn't it?
Well, you know, there are so many landlords around the country that
are truly suffering because it's been
suffering.
Months and months and not collecting rent, and I mean, they have lots of properties to pay mortgages on.
I have one such tenant that hasn't paid in over 6 months, and I know for a fact that he is working.
Right.
But I could not, evict him.
Right.
Now, there's another exception.
But thank goodness his lease is coming
up. Yeah, there's another exception to that, because you can evict people if the annual date of the lease is up. So,
well, it's not an eviction at that point. You can just tell him, hey, lease is up, got to go.
Right. But then if they don't leave, then you can evict them. But the eviction is not for inability to pay or not paying. The eviction is because their lease term is up.
Right. Right.
All right. Hey, we want to tell...
you want to talk about interest rates?
Yeah, nope. Let's talk about interest rates, because they changed just a tad this past week. And again, this is the average of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac by talking to the largest 25 banks in the country and the loans that they actually gave this past week.
Well, so here's what happened this week. The 30-year rate rose 0.02 of a point to 2.93%. That's still good, Howard. I don't care if it rose 0.02. It's still under 3%. That's ridiculous.
What happened to the 15-year?
The 15-year rate, you ready? It fell. It fell. So if you get a 15-year rate, you're going to get a really awesome rate, falling by 0.04 of a percent to 2.42%. So less than 2.5%. And again, these are national averages, and it depends on your credit score, et cetera. The 30-year...
Well,
and
wait
the,
a minute. That 2.42
yeah.
is the lowest ever on record.
Ever, ever on record?
Ever, ever on record.
Man, is it time to refi or what?
I mean, we've got to play that up, don't we?
Yes, we do. Refi, refi, refi.
There you go.
Yes. You know what I would advise people, though?
What?
I mean, it's a great time to, like, cash out when you're, you know, if you're getting a refi. You can add some money into that, but I would never do that. But the rate's so low, you would certainly be tempted to take some money out while you're doing it. And I'm sure the banks would be happy about that,
well,
because it's
mean?
Only 2.4%.
Well, don't cash some money out and buy a new BMW. When you say cash out, what do you mean?
Where you can get more money. Like, I have a lot of equity in my house. If I refi right now, I could get like an extra $150,000 out. And I'm still below the 80% value, 79% value or whatever.
You
so,
mean and buy an investment property? Perhaps.
Perhaps.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Or you could just...
But that's the... See, that's the thing. When people see that they can get more money out, they might do it and blow it. And then that's not a good deal.
Right. So if they just
But if you were to buy an investment property and then you have that money coming in from your investment, then you, that helps you to offset the cost of having borrowed the money.
Yeah.
At 2.42%. Come on, y'all. It's so smart.
Or don't take any money out and just reduce your
Your monthly. Yes.
Or change from a 30-year to a 15-year and pay it off earlier. Yep. As your payment might even go down.
Yeah.
Go from a 30-year to a 15-year, have less term left, and still have a lower payment.
You know, it's funny because even when I think about doing mine, Howard, I've already shaved 12 years off, even though I haven't lived in the house 12 years. So to take mine from a 30 to a 15-year, when I'm really not at a 30-year, I've already shaved 12 years off of that.
How did you do that?
What do you mean, how did I do that?
How did you already shave 12 years
off? Oh, I paid a lot of principal, a lot of principal.
By paying extra each month.
Paying extra each month. And when I did that, every time you pay extra principal, especially in the front of the loan, you're wiping off big chunks of interest, big chunks of interest.
You know, there are other ways to save money each and every day, each and every week, each and every month. By just doing some things around your home, believe it or not. Now, some of these things are very small, but if you do a lot of them, they can actually add up. You know, we're doing that a lot by eating out less, aren't we?
Yes.
People are staying home, and yes, they save a lot of money. You go out to eat, you know, a family of four, they may spend $100. That $100, you can eat for a week at home.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, but let's do some smaller things that may help you. If
What's
you
that?
Clean your light bulbs, you know, light bulbs accumulate dust over time.
They do.
That creates additional heat, and it also dims the bulb.
Do you know, I've always cleaned mine because I just thought it was going to be a risk of fire.
So dirty bulbs can emit 30% less light. It may cause you to turn on an extra light in the room. So
true.
That's one thing you could do. Also, keeping your refrigerator full, it retains cold better.
It's counterintuitive, but I understand it.
Well,
it is.
Less cold air.
You would think
air,
if there was less stuff in there, it would be easier to keep it cool.
Well, think about it this way. If you put more things in there, then all of those things are cold. When you open the door, there's less room for air to come out, so the things stay cold.
That makes sense.
Okay.
Plus, they're all cold and keeping each other cold.
And I know most people by now have switched all their bulbs, including their fluorescents, to LED.
Yeah, I think most people have.
I love the LED bulbs, especially the ones that are daylight color, really bright.
Oh, man,
did
they change a room.
Now, here's another one. And I think most people have done this by now. Use power strips. Now, that's a protection in case of a power surge.
Yep.
But do you shut the whole power strip off?
I do if a storm's coming, yes.
But
you mean to do it all day long?
Most things still use some electricity. You know your computer uses electricity. Your TV uses electricity. Your coffee maker uses electricity.
Mm-hmm.
Even when those things are off, they don't use a lot, but they use some. It adds up. How about using a toaster oven instead of the full oven to heat things up? Or use a toaster instead of a toaster instead of a toaster oven. Oh, we have a caller. Let's go to the caller. Good morning, David.
Oh, hey, morning. Hey, you know, I'm the guy that calls from out in California.
Yay.
And it's been so smoky out here. I can imagine people wanting to take a second house. It's just amazing. I'm, you know, in the heart of San Francisco, and your eyes burn, you know.
Yes.
I heard that discussion of it, you laid out most of the houses sold last week were on the water.
Yes.
No, most of the million-dollar houses were on the water.
Yeah, well, that seems extra dumb because if global warming's true, then the water's going to rise, and the closer they are to that shore, the dumber they are, because they're going to get washed out within years.
Well, people with that much money, they can afford to buy a second home if that happens. And they, I know what you mean, but I guess they're not worried about that. It's just like people in California on the coast. You know, if there's a big earthquake, they'll go away as well.
That's true.
People love the water. Hey, we got about 4 seconds.
David.
Thanks for calling. We appreciate it, especially you living in California. God bless.
One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services.
To my realtor listeners out there, do you have sellers that want to sell a condo? Do you have buyers that want to buy a condo? Have you been told that the condo is not financeable, not on the list, or require 25% down? Did you know that there's a 3% down conventional financing for condos that are not on the list? Call Christine Kennedy at 904-514-6969 to see how you can get your condo financed for as little as 3% down.
Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com. This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, 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 happy Saturday.
How much coffee have you had today?
Do you see any coffee here?
Well, no. You must have drank it all at home.
I did. Well, it's always nice to know there's people awake in California and listening to our radio show.
How about that? Yeah, if you're not home, you can always listen on your computer by going to WBOB.com and push the Listen Live button. You can also listen on your radio by downloading the WBOB app.
Yes, you can do that on your phone, you mean?
Yeah, on your phone.
Yep.
Did I not say that?
Nope.
Oh, okay. All right. You have a couple more ways to save money at home?
Oh, absolutely. One of the things you can do is turn down your water heater to 120 degrees. That will definitely save you some money.
Yeah, most people keep it at 125 or 130. Mm-hmm. And if you turned your water on hot in the shower all the way, you'd burn yourself.
Gosh, in Florida, for sure. I feel like mine's almost on cold. And it's still warm,
yeah.
You know, because the pipes, I guess, are so hot here.
Speaking of water heaters, you could also put a jacket around it. Now, they're available at Lowe's or Home Depot. You could save from 7 to 16%. People up north, they always do that because water heaters are normally in the basement where it's always colder. Or they're never in the garage because garages get really, really cold up north. And
mine's in the garage. I'm not up north.
You're not in the north.
No.
I know. But we have people that, you know, listen up north. Mm-hmm. All right. How about use cold water to wash your clothes and use the correct dryer cycle? You can also use homemade cleaners. There are so many things on the internet to tell you how to use homemade cleaners, which are so much cheaper than buying them at the store.
And they don't have all those harsh chemicals in them, too. So
right.
There's a double benefit there.
Including using less detergent in your washer. Now, you can't do that with the pods.
Yeah, I'm probably not doing that, though.
Well, some people, you notice that the Tide commercials show you throwing in 2 pods.
Yes.
But the directions on the Tide say only throw in 1. So they're subliminally showing you that you need 2, but you really only need 1. Mm. Speaking of that, those pods cost you about twice as much as using the Tide in the regular pour-in container.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, and I know you love Swiffer.
Yes.
Not you personally, but most people. but the pads are really expensive. Instead, you can buy microfiber cloths and just cut them to size.
Yeah.
So much cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
And stop buying dryer sheets that cost like $7 for 240 loads. Instead, there are wool dryer balls that cost about $10 for six of them, and each ball lasts about 500 loads. They're not
I did not know that.
They're not that popular because they're not advertised.
Well, do they smell good, though?
Well, does that make your laundry smell good?
It does. Well, the dryer sheets do. They have a fragrance in them.
Well, you know, they sell dryer sheets that don't have a fragrance. So
that didn't answer my question. No, do the wool balls have odor?
I don't know.
That make things smell clean and fresh?
I don't know. You mean, do they have an aroma?
Whatever.
Well, odor makes it sound bad. Also, cut your scouring pads in half. You probably only use half of them, and then they get rusty. So cut them in half. You only use half at a time anyway.
That's a great savings.
And one that you disagree with here, don't rinse your dishes before putting them in the dishwasher. You see that on TV all the time when they advertise the cleaning products.
It matters on your dishwasher. Do you have the thing at the bottom? What do they call it? The macerator. Macerator. If you have that, you don't have to rinse. But if you don't have it, you need to rinse it.
Well, I guess it depends on what's
left. It doesn't depend on anything but what I just said. Otherwise, it's going to end up in the bottom of your dishwasher.
It depends on what's on your dishes.
No, it
doesn't. Well, if you don't have anything solid on your dishes. All right. That's what some people love about our show is that we don't always agree.
We do not.
And if you don't have a refrigerator that dispenses water, put a pitcher of water in the refrigerator instead of using tap water and just waiting for the cold water to come out of the tap and waiting for it to get cold. And of course, you can just stop buying bottled water. So many plastic bottles in the environment, plus save hundreds of dollars a year. Both of my kids, they buy these bottles that they just fill and then always have cold water with them.
The whole world has those bottles, Howard. Do you have one?
No, because I just use tap water.
But you could still use the bottle to take it with you.
How about that? This is one that hardly anybody will do, but you can do, especially for your kids that take these half-hour-long showers. Set a timer, and when the ding goes off, time to get out.
I do not want to live in your house. I am not stopping when the ding goes off.
You could also,
if I'm done, I'm done.
If you don't have a low-flow toilet,
That's a good savings.
Now, most homes in the last 15 years, low-flow toilets. Yeah. But if you have an old house and you can determine that by if the toilet's real low, it's not a low-flow toilet. Also, close your closet doors because in many closets, you don't need to heat or air condition the air.
Now, some people would say that.
Now, wait a minute. I said in some closet doors. Yeah. Like if you don't keep any, you know, onions or bread in your pantry and only have cans and stuff that's closed, you don't need to air condition your pantry. And your clothes, you probably want to dehumidify them.
So you may
want to keep a crack on your closet doors.
More than a crack. Think about if you keep your shoes in there, too.
I said in some closet doors.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Moisture's not our friend. You know that.
How about get a programmable thermostat?
Love that.
Yeah.
It's a great idea.
And if you're not in a room, turn off your ceiling fan. Save money that way.
Yeah, I called JEA about that. They said it was like $8 a month.
Wow.
A month?
Yeah. If you need some attic insulation, add some of that. And plant shade trees, but not too close to the house where the roots could disturb the foundation.
Think about
how big that tree is going to be in 30 years, and you might get a cracked foundation. Use curtains and use your blinds as insulation. Turn the blind slats so that the sun doesn't come in.
Yeah, turn your blinds up.
That's right. And sometimes open your windows. Let that fresh air come in. Open them up at night sometimes. Also, check your mortgage PMI. When you bought your house, you may not have put 20% down. Maybe it's time that now you have 20% equity and you can get rid of that personal mortgage insurance. Maybe also time to evaluate your homeowner's insurance. There are also times that you can borrow tools from your neighbor or Home Depot. For instance, if you buy tile from Home Depot, they will let you borrow a tile cutter. And sometimes you can also rent tools that you're only going to use once, and perhaps even buy reusable shop towels instead of using paper towels.
That's probably not happening either.
Not in your house.
Not in my house.
And do you really need to buy annual plants for curb appeal every year? Now,
wait a minute. It brings joy.
I'm not done.
Happiness.
It brings you joy and happiness.
Smiles.
Now,
flowers are pretty.
They are pretty. And if you're going to sell your house next year, absolutely plant them this year because it's great for curb appeal when you sell. Now, again, these are all not for everyone. And the combined effect could save you a lot of money. They're not for everyone, but I bet you heard a few of them that you may want to use.
You know, it's interesting. I was trying to think if there was any there I want to use, and I'm going to do one of them. I just got a new roof on my house. I'm going to call my insurance company and see if that takes my insurance down.
You did get a new roof.
I am going to do that. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. See if the price comes down.
Yeah. Hey, no one has guessed on the contest, so I'm going to tell you where it
is. Go
ahead. Where is the average home price less than the average household income? There are two places. One is Youngstown, Ohio.
Okay.
Wow, he says. And where it's 110% difference. So you make 10%
more than what it would cost to buy a house in a year.
Yeah,
wow.
The other one is a southern state, Jackson, Mississippi.
Yes. Yes. We had a customer who was slated to go there who ended up not going there. But I remember him saying, it's so cheap there. Oh, my gosh. We could buy so much more than we have right now.
Yes.
Yes.
Jackson, Mississippi. So
yeah, crazy, right?
Get asked to be transferred there, know that you are likely to live really, really well.
Uh-huh.
All right. So the Van Wees are on tap. They have a big thumbs down with what the stock market did this week, but fear not what goes down.
Is it up? It's down? It's up?
At least
down,
in the stock market. You've heard the saying,
every
what
day
goes up
different.
Must come down, but in the stock market, history will tell you that what goes down always eventually comes back up.
That's right. It's very cyclical.
That's right.
And just like the real estate market.
What in home ownership, housing always comes back up. I remember during World War II or after, you could get
you
a home for $10,000 or $15,000 and now homes are dramatically higher. We have one house to tell you about. It's actually one plot of land that you can get for $25,000. It is a third of an acre, and it is already cleared. It's on Cherokee.
Just come build your house.
Yeah.
Bring a mobile home.
Hey, folks, you need a professional on your side, whether you're buying or selling, and we are here to help you. Angela's number is 465-3845. Mine is 687-8161. And usually you get both of us.
You do?
Absolutely. We are both here to help you 7 days a week. But don't call us before 9 in the morning.
Really?
We're having our breakfast. Angela's drinking her coffee.
Oh, please. I'm already at work.
Have a wonderful day. We'll be back with you next week. Have a wonderful Labor Day and watch the race today.